Some claim that the age of a true gentleman is far behind us, but here at 284 Media, obviously, we disagree. He may appear in different guises today, but the values and ideals that make him a gent still stand. Gentlemen, aspiring gentlemen, and of course, the women that hold us down, I'm Ron Grant. Welcome to The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman, a show poised to help guide modern-day men into 21st century distinguished gentlemen. Now, please, don't worry. It's not always about suits and bow ties and all that stuff, but raw, real-life lessons that translate to grounded, community-minded, well-rounded men. You can wear jeans and a t-shirt and still be a gentleman in your own right. Thank you for taking this journey with us. Now, following one's passion is not always easy. It comes with a lot of hard work, dedication, making mistakes. And my next guest is the true epitome of following his dreams and turning his business into an empire. He's the owner and CEO of KMS Group of Companies, the one and only Deshaun Mouse Hodge. He talks entrepreneurship, family, balancing, and being a stalwart civil servant. All this and more when we return. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman. Brilliant Hands and Minds tutoring services, one-on-one tutorials in math and English, intense homework assistance, academic enrichment, school projects, effective communication and public speaking development, sign language for adults and children on Saturdays only. Registered with the Virgin Islands High School Certificate Program, Brilliant Hands and Minds can help you too. Offering intense curriculum-based training to help you or your loved ones get their high school diploma. It's time to make your family's education a number one priority. Hurry, space is limited. Brilliant Hands and Minds Learning Center. We are the trained education professionals. Mr. Hodge, also known as Mouse, welcome to 284 Media, The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman.
Thanks for having me.
No, you have been long associated with the name, the brand KMS Group of Companies. Your organization has a lot of different aspects of business. Tell me about KMS Group of Companies and how you even got into business, first of all.
First of all, this is going to make 6 years. I started a car wash company. It was just supposed to be a little company to make quick cash. Mm-hmm. I got involved with renting and selling tools. And then the guy that I got the tools from, he gave me pressure washer. I had no idea what I was going to do with this pressure washer. My father told me, why not hook it up and see what you get done this weekend, blah, blah, blah. So I did that and it was a hit. And then from there, I just kept building. From the car wash came soap and wash. Mm-hmm. That is something that I had every year, every December. You know, there's soap and talk.
Yes.
Which is steak and lobster. So I just incorporated a car wash and lobster because that's my favorite.
Okay.
So it was soft and wash. So you get your lobster and your wash down. And then that grew. Then the next year it was KMS Tours one, KMS Tours every year. Then I was like, probably getting a little, I'm outgrowing this car wash thing now. So then I got into the promotion part of it, which in I hold events. Last year was my official launch.
I remember
planning something now. Can't go into details yet. Still working out the logistics. And then last year, 2019, I got into the construction part of it. Not into constructing buildings, but more so like maintenance. If you have to put in windows, build doors, closet, cabinets, anything.
Understand.
Anything to do with carpentry, masonry, electrical, that type of stuff.
Amazing. Well, first of all, congratulations on your success. A lot of people would look at entrepreneurship and think it's just easy. It's, you know, oh, we have a business, she have a business, but it takes a lot of work. Tell us about some of the long nights and the preparation and give persons out there some encouragement who might be interested in entrepreneurship in different aspects. Like what gave you the motivation to push through?
Well, literally, back then, you could say I was living basically paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And I,
as do a lot of us.
Yeah. And I got, my daughter is 14 years old. So I was trying to balance her and still pay the bills and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this isn't working out right. In the case of an emergency, like I have nothing to fall back on. So that was kind of the motivation part of it. Like, I had said most you have to do some things to have a backup plan in case something goes wrong. You can always fall back and say, this is the emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
And not more so just emergency fund, but in the long run, I want to be my own boss.
Okay.
I work for government full time, but I don't think that's my passion. I always wanted to be my own boss.
And that's honest, yeah.
Go where I want, say, do what I want when I want, and have not to answer to anybody else but my clients. So that's part of the drive right now.
Wow. So in becoming a father, essentially, that was a driving force for you to kind of get the motivation to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, in having the comfort of the government job, was there ever a point where you were like, I'm not sure if this business thing is working. Let me just stick to what I know. Because I'll tell you this, in speaking to a lot of young persons, one of the major, major fears is them leaving their security blanket, whether it's home or whether it's a company. They just have that fear of stepping out. How did you manage that and having the confidence really to push your brand? Because nobody, let me tell you something, nobody pushes their brand like KMS. I mean, it is the most fascinating and amazing thing to see that you believe in your brand and you stand by it. Yeah. How is that process like?
It's not easy because at the end of the day, I still have to remember that I'm committed to the government.
Of course.
So there are times that I want to do certain things.
But you can't, yeah.
But I can't do it. But I said, since I already have 15 years in government and retirement age is 25, yeah. I'm 25, I said, if I push it now, by the time I get to the 25 mark, my business should be working for itself instead of me working for the business. So I took the sacrifice of while I'm working, still be able to push the brand, but still balance both. Yeah,
it's a lot of balance.
Yeah, it's a lot of
doing
balance.
A very good job at it.
Yeah.
Not only the working for government, not only the business, but being a family and a husband and a father.
Yeah. Full-time father, full-time husband. And it's, you know, okay, my daughter, she's 14, like I said, and my son, he's 3.
Mm-hmm.
So both are at a critical stage in their life. So I have to be there full-time for the mother.
And they're on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I know probably, for sure, it frustrates my wife sometimes that I can't be home because sometimes I have to travel, sometimes I have to go to a client. So it's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work, but I'm determined to get it done.
Amazing. Yeah. Congratulations on that. When you think of your wife and your kids, I know you talk a lot about your daughter being 14 and your eldest child. What's the greatest joy for you in being a husband and a father?
The greatest joy.
What's that like for you? It's good probably, cop, bad cop?
It's more like a good cop. Okay. Like, to see that I can provide something that they always wanted. Like, this is something that they deserve, and I can actually provide it for them. Versus back then, and I had to tell them, no, we can't do this, or no, we can't do that. So now it's just a different, I mean, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. And I'm a lot more comfortable now than I was back then. So
is there anything that being a husband and a father has taught you as a man? Like any lessons that you know, maybe you were a little bit impatient before? Anything particular that you've learned out of that experience?
I had this patience. Mm-hmm. Patience had to be the number one thing because every day is not going to be an easy road. And you can't just let your emotions make you act
true.
And you can't just act on something based on your emotions. You might wake up today and you might be mad at the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't take it out on your family, your wife, or your children. You just have to say, hold fast, hold steady, and walk your way through it. And pray to God. You have to pray. You have to have faith. And everything will be okay. Once you believe in yourself, believe in your brand, believe in God, I believe everything will be okay.
Amazing. Now, you come from one of the, in my opinion, the best communities in the British Virgin Islands. The 4th District really should be the capital of the country. Now, I know I'm getting a lot of trouble for that.
Trouble for that.
Yeah, a lot of trouble. But particularly Caribbean, the capital of the country. Tell me about your family setting and the being birthed by two very strong individuals who've served the community, but not only those two individuals and your parents, but the village. Tell me about the village that raised you and had a part to play in the man you become.
Well, we know my mom, Sybil Hodge, she is the principal at Ebenezer School, and my dad, Kelvin Hodge, he's retired, but he runs his business. So I was always supported by them both, no matter what decision I made in life. I disappointed them a few times.
Of course, we all have, yeah.
But eventually, when they realized that I was serious about this, they got on board. They gave me a helping hand 100%. As for the community, Western has always been close to me. That's where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. So I know literally almost everybody in Western, from the elderly down to the youngest one. And the elderly, they never let me go astray, so to speak. Like, if they saw me doing something wrong or going on the wrong path, they were quick to call my mom or my dad back in the day. To this very day, I'm a grown man, 37 years old, and some of them still find it fitting to tell my mom,
I know what you mean.
He's doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to commend the community for keeping me on the straight and narrow. I mean, when I was a teenager, I probably was cursing them and telling them mind the business.
You didn't get it.
I didn't get it at that point, but now that I'm older, I understand why they were doing it.
What encouragement would you give to young men today in our society who are, they're getting that advice? You know, there are people around them who want to see them do well, but they're not listening. They're not attentive. But when you're young, you're kind of dumb and you think you know everything. Yeah. What encouragement would you give to them?
I would just say you have to listen to the older heads. They're speaking from experience. They're not just speaking just because they have a mouth. I was like you when I was 13, 14, 15 coming up, thinking that why they don't mind their business, why they don't stand aside, it's all time. But I later learned that they were speaking from experience. And if I had followed most of what they were saying, I probably would have been better off to this still.
Wow.
But with every mistake, you find that you realize why they were saying what they were saying. So I don't bash them anymore. I actually commend them for doing a job well done.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing those honest nuggets. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman with our special guest today, the one and only Deshaun Mouse Hodge of KMS Group of Companies. We'll be right back. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman. With me today is the one and only Deshaun Mouse Hodge of KMS Group of Companies. Now, Mouse, before the commercial, we were talking about the village and the family that had a part to play in the man that you become. There are a lot of persons like yourself who are working in the civil service, and they might have lost their passion somewhere along the line. But there are quite a number of civil servants like yourself who really not only enjoy their job, but take it seriously. And you never once can tell by looking at yourself and them that, you know, you might be having a stressful day. Tell us about your desire and your commitment to serve the people of the Virgin Islands through the government of the Virgin Islands. And for as long as you have been, 15 years, you said.
15 years. Well, I take my work seriously. What I do at the government, I'm responsible for payroll.
Okay.
So I know how many persons are actually right now me doing my job at the best so that they can provide
for can't mess family. Up. Yeah. Because somebody doesn't get paid.
Yeah. So I do take it seriously. I always had a passion for numbers. So even if it wasn't doing payroll, as long as I'm in treasury dealing with numbers and figures, that's something that I always wanted to be alone. Besides, my father used to work in treasury for many of years.
Okay. So
before he moved over to the IT department. So I'm kind of like walking in his footsteps. So the reason I take it that serious is because I see how serious he was when he was doing it. He's actually my role model. Unlike most persons, whose role model is somebody.
Some star somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
My father always been my role model. Nice. So I'm kind of like following in his footsteps.
What is a typical day like for work for you? Like, you know, what is it like?
The treasury?
Yeah, the treasury.
always busy. It's one of the hottest departments. It's unpredictable. Every day is not the same. But, you know, the 15th and the 30th, along those time, days leading up to that.
It's a little hectic.
Yeah.
And tell me about your dad as your role model. Because like you said, a lot of young persons, they see persons on television and that's their role model. But we have a lot of heroes amongst us. A lot of people who do great things and they're inspiring, they're hardworking. What does your dad mean to you?
Everything, just about everything. I mean, like, my mom is good too, but I mean, but my father, like, when I was growing up, I could tell him anything, whether it was bad news or good news. I wouldn't want to tell my mom. She was more of the disciplinary person. She would leak. She would cause, she would make noise, but my father, he was more easygoing, so I found it easier to speak to him. And to see that, he never finished college. He never went to college. He did high school. And to see where he left school and where he is at now, and he was always, has been able to provide for us. Not that he couldn't afford it because he worked hard. So anything that we wanted, whether we wanted to go to college, any dream that we had, he provided for us.
Amazing.
So that's something that I was always grateful for and I always look up to him for.
So interesting.
I kind of took
a lot of his practices and stuff like that. Amazing. Yeah. And you also have two amazing siblings. Tell us about the relationship between your siblings and how do you guys partner and network? Because a part of being a business owner is a lot of networking and branding and connecting. But we have to really understand, gentlemen, that a lot of times we look outside of our family and outside of our circle. But truth be told, there are people that are very close to us who could contribute significantly to the cause and help us strategically do stuff and move stuff. Tell me about your relationship with your siblings.
We're very close. Like, my brother, he lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
But before he left here, we've always been close. We text about almost every day. My sister, as annoying as she is, still close. She has her own business as well, Totspot.
Okay.
Where she does...
She's a family of entrepreneurship.
Yeah. My brother, he does his thing in Fort Lauderdale. So both of us, all three of us, sorry, has businesses.
Okay.
But we always being close. I mean, like every brother and sister relationship, we have arguments and disagreements and stuff.
I can tell you all about it.
We're in a group chat together. Like every day we speak to one another about anything.
Nice. 2020, not only a new year, but a new decade. As you look back and you reflect on all of the progress that you've made with KMS Group of Companies and the growth of your businesses, is there anything that you could say without giving too much information? But when you look at 2020 vision, is there anything that you have not accomplished yet that you perhaps are, you know, setting your mind on? You have a goal or you're seeing some stuff or you want to take something else to the next level for 2020? What is your vision for your businesses?
Tom, my businesses, yeah. I'm far from over. I'm far from the end. I don't even think I'm halfway to where I want to be. I think, like I said, me working in government right now, they have most of my time. So the full potential of my business have not been met because I'm not always there. You know, when you're just starting, you want to be there, make sure it's done right to a certain level and expectation. So there are certain things that I want to get done, but I think in order for me to reach there, I will have to give it my 100% of my attention.
Let's talk a little bit about the entertainment scene, because you did launch in 2019 your KMS entertainment aspect and, you know, entertainment, finding talent, putting on events, event planning. Tell us about your vision. When you think of a nightlife and entertainment in the Virgin Islands and you see how people kind of operate when it comes to socializing, what are your thoughts?
Let me be frank.
Of course.
Being out in the public, when I go out, I came to the conclusion that, how to put it, the BVA crowd is almost the most difficult crowd to move.
Mm.
Most of them, they go out, they come out in numbers, but they don't get into the music part of it. They go out, they probably stay by the bar. Stay on the wall.
Yeah, hold up the wall.
Probably stay outside. But
they look good, but they don't participate.
The nitty gritty of the event. So I think that part is the most difficult part in promotion, getting the BVI crowd, especially.
Moving. Do you think that's just a part of our culture?
Or, I think it's part of a culture, because anywhere you go in the Caribbean, when they have music fest, anything, they don't care.
Rain or shine.
They just party, and when it's done, they go home. But I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we're reserved, and a lot of us are really just so concerned with what is going on around us. That we don't have the ability to, you know, relax and have fun and enjoy ourselves and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, with the promotion part of the business, I plan to do things not only in the BVI, down in the Caribbean, in America, wherever I can get a team of people networking, and we put on a show. So, right, I'm not going to say too much about the next event, but it's not going to be on Tatola.
Okay, cool.
So,
interesting. So it also gives persons, what I like about how it's sounding is that it gives local people an opportunity to, KMS is having an event in St. Kitts, or KMS is having an event in St. Lucia. We want to change the scenery. Let's pick up and go and enjoy the event.
Exactly.
Remarkable. Good. Yeah. Well, Deshaun, we wish you the utmost of success in your, not only your present endeavors, but your future endeavors, and continue your good work. Gentlemen, a leading example, really and truly, of authenticity, dedication, one of the most motivated persons that we will come across in the Virgin Islands. Continue to support his work, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Brilliant Hands and Minds tutoring services, one-on-one tutorials in math and English, intense homework assistance, academic enrichment, school projects, effective communication and public speaking development, sign language for adults and children on Saturdays only. Registered with the Virgin Islands High School Certificate Program, Brilliant Hands and Minds can help you too, offering intense curriculum-based training to help you or your loved ones get their high school diploma. It's time to make your family's education a number one priority. Hurry, space is limited. Brilliant Hands and Minds Learning Center. We are the trained education professionals.